And that, Pezayin Amid Aleph, around 13 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Baskan Shanishas Li Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan, Rishavo El Bey Savio, Prat Lishemeres Yovan. A Baskoyen, Shanishas Li Yisrael. So the Pesach says, Baskan Kisi Amona Grusha Bezera in law. Shabba obey Sabia Kinorel. So the Shabba obey Sabia Prat Lishemeres Yom, Sarashi says, Shahina Kaiseres Lebey Sabia. So Agide Bey, she can't return Lebey Sabia, she's still all good to the Yavam. Kinorel Prat Lumoberes. Sarashi says, Kinorel Bisman Shiraitonis Kainorel. The matzev of the basis to be like she was when she was single. Man she reconis kainurel prat lumuberes. If she's not like she was kinurel, so there's no din b'shova. So we have here a miut that a muberes is not b'shova. So the Gemara asks, why do you need this miyut? Well, I didn't know. We could figure it out from a kal v'chaima. Uma b'mokim shloi oso vlad min harishayin ke vlad min hasheini lepoitra min ha'yibum. Oso uber kiyolub. Mokim shoso vlad min harishayin ke vlad min hasheini lepoitra min ha'truma. So we have to understand the kal v'chaymer of the Gemara. Perhaps we can say, explain the Gemara in two eifanim. We find that there's hilchis v'lodeis payibum ben ein loy. Vesilchis vlodois by trume vizera in lo. So now the Gemara wants to be mevayer. Where was the Torah more machmer? So the Gemara is starting to assume as follows. By Yibum we find that hoyolo vlad minarishin, she has a child from a first husband. By Yibum, that doesn't help. By Trume, if she has a child from a first husband, her husband had died, and then she married a second husband, so there, that Vlad does have, that Vlad has a din Vlad, and it chaps aloches, it passes her Miloshu v'albei Saviyah. So we see in Hilchis Vlodais, in Hilchis Zera, in Hilchis Bonim, we see that Yibum is more chomel. By Yibum, the Hilchis Vlodais Shaboy are more chomel than the Hilchis Vlodais and the Moris Petrume. Doesn't matter what the reason is, but Lemais it is that way. That the Hilchis Vlodais of Yibum are more chomo than the Hilchis Vlodais by Trume. By Yibum, a Vlad min Harishin, her son min Harishin, will not pater her min a Yibum. And by Trume, a son min Harishin, mi Bail Harishin, will prevent her miloshu v'obey Saviyo. So if we find by Yibum that there's a kule uber kiyolot, that Yibum the chest the chumre in Hilchis Vlodis, af al pikein, the Torah was mako that uber kiyolot, savadi gevis by trume, that the Torah was mako in Hilchis Vlodis, avlad min arishin, is equivalent to Avlad Min Hasheini. Savadi Gevis, it should have the kula of Uber Kiyolot. And in other words, we had mentioned the gather of a Kalvachimer is, you mentioned from the Beis Yosef, a Kalvachimer is not a Mamotzinu. Mapshat is, the two cases are similar. A Mamotzinu works that since the cases are similar, the halacha should be similar. A Kalvachimer does not work with the similarity of the cases. The Kalvachimer works with the halachas which were said by these cases. And we have a Mesaira, that's the meat of a Kalvachimer, that a Dovah Kal has to possess all the kulas that a Dovah Chomer possesses. The other way around also, a Dovah Chomer has to possess all the chumras that a Dovah Kal has. So therefore, the Gemara is making this Kal V'chaimah, that if by the Hilchis Vlades of Yibum, which are Chomer, Shloyosa Vlad Min Arish and Kivlad Min Hasheni, Afal Pikin, the Zakul of Uber Kiyolud, is Kolshkein by Trume, that the Hilchis Vlades are Gringer, that we say Vlad Min Arish and Kivlad Min Hasheni, is Zichet to say Uber Kiyolud. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'loydinu v'lomo likro u'b'ma'a b'mokim shloyosa v'lad min harishin kivlad min hasheini." What does that mean? Nisis la'echad v'yoldolo, u'meis, v'nisis la'acher, u'meis b'loybonim, tzricha yibim, v'loypotcho v'lad sheyesh lo min harishin. The v'lad min harishin does not patter. Also, Uber Kiyolot, Shemaisam Uber is Ptur Edersiv, Benein Loyayin Olov, Becholin Yonim. Mokim Shenasa Vlad, Baskein Shenisis Li Yisrael, Vyodolo Yumeis, Venisis Lacha Umeis Beloy Bonim, Adaini Yisure Betrume, Bishim Vlad Minarishan, the Ksiv Zera, Ein Lo, Bahare Yesh Lo, she is a child. There's a problem that the Mefarshim ask. He says, the Gemara is learning a Kal V'chaimer that we find a Kula by Yibum and Kolshken by Trume. What is the Kula? That Uber ki Yolot. An Uber is like a Yolot. Shemoisim Uber is Petura. So, Rabbi Avrami Nahor, Rabbi Kiveger, the Ashrishakib, the Mloyeroyim, they all ask a kash, it's not true. There's no such thing of Uber Kiyolot. The din is Eino Vlad Poeta Chiyetzi Lavir Oilom. There's no din Uber Kiyolot. So the whole halacha is very difficult. What the Gemara wants to learn now, the din of Uber Kiyolot. The Ashrishakib wants to say that, that what our Gemara means, Uber Kiyolod, our Gemara means to say that, for example, what happens when the child is born? So the din is, what if he was Miyabmar when she was Muberes? So it was Baal Eishes Och. Yisrael Vakobim. So you see that Be'emison, Als Uber is also Mavkiya the Zike. Now, Kol's man, it wasn't Nisbarer, that this is an Uber Shel Kayom, but there's no dinim, it doesn't pass any of that point that she ain't Salavi Loilum. But when it's Nisbarer that it is a Vlad Shel Kayom, so then Lemafreya, it's called, there never was a Zike. So the Shas, she was Mu'uberes, there was no Zik. It's called an Eishes Ach, she is Leibonim. There's a Chiyiv Koris, a Chiyiv Kob. So that's what the Gemara means, Uber Kiyolot. Perhaps we can say a different Pshat in the Gemara. The first Pshat was, we wanted to say, the Hilchis Vlodais of Yibum are more Chomo than the Hilchis Vlodais of Trume. Perhaps that's pshat in the Kal V'chaimer. Perhaps we can say a different pshat in the Gemara. We'd explained, the Mishnah says that Abbas Koyen, Shanises Li Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died and she has a ben, she doesn't eat Truma. And then she got married to a Koyen, so she eats Truma. The Koyen dies and she has a ben from the Koyen, she continues eating Truma. The ben from the Koyen dies, she stops eating Truma. So we'll explain Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. That the Emerson, when she marries the Yisrael, so she's Yotza Mirshus Avio. She's not anymore Bebei Savio. She went Mirshus Bailo. Baskein Kisili Zo. She became married to a Zo. She becomes Achas Mitzaloisov. She gets Adin Zo. The issues to a Zo gives her a Din Zo that she can't eat Trume. Now, the Zohar dies, but he left over a son. So there's a lomdus that calls man, the son of the Zohar is alive, so we consider Kilu, the Ishus is Nimshach, and we still consider her married to the Zohar. So she's Vaitara, Mechuba to a Zohar. Now she marries a Koyin. So that Ishus that we considered, that chibur to the Zohar, that we considered that made her a Zohar, Baskein Kisiyah Le'ish Zohar, so somehow that's overpowered, overshadowed by the Ishus she is now to the Koyin. You look at the Ishus Achoyne. We considered her married to Zohar Kolzman, she didn't get married b'poyel to Koyin. Now she's married to Koyin, so we say, so now we say she's a Ishus Koyin, she's a Achas Mitzaloysav, so now she's a Koyin, also husband the Koyin. So that overpowers the Ishus of Ishaina. The Koyin dies, and he leaves over a son of Koyin. So we say she's still married to the Koyin, and that, and the ben from the Ishus Achoyne, again, is stronger than the ben from the Ishus Rishoyne. We say she's still married to the Koyin. The ben of the Koyin dies. So now the Ishus of the Yisrael is Chayzavaniya. So now we say, now she's married to the Yisrael. That means, that there is an Ishus to Yisrael, there is an Ishus to Koyin. We say that the last Ishus that was Chal, that's the Iker Ishus, and therefore Kozma, she's married to a Koyin, or the Ben of the Koyin is alive, so we consider her a Shtik Koyin, Achas Mitzaloysov. When that Ben dies, now we consider her, she's again an Ishus Yisrael. Now she's married to a Yisrael. So the Ishus to the Yisrael is mafkiya her schus achilas trume mikaya chavir. L'chayre, by Yibum, if we would say the same halachas apply, so l'chayre, the din should have been as follows. An Isha had married Reuven. She has a son from Reuven. So we should consider she's still married to Reuven. Now she goes and marries Shimon. Oh, now she's married to Shimon. She's no more married to Reuven. Now Shimon dies without children. So who is her husband? So if the same halachas would apply, we say now she's Reuven's husband. She's back to Reuven. In Bayibum we find a chumra l'siya eishas hameis hachutza li'izor. She was married to Reuven. She has a son from Reuven. And she's now married to Shimon. And Shimon died. And she's called an Eishes Hameis. So that's a chomer of, that means the halacha that we have by Truma. By Truma, it's not like that. By Truma, we say if Shimon dies without children, she's married to Reuven. And she can't eat Truma because she's married to Reuven.
We find a chomer by Yibum that we don't say this halacha. We say that by Yibum there's a halacha that even though Shimon died without children, we still consider her Ashes Shimon. We still consider Ashes Shimon. So that's a chomer by Yibum. Afalpikim we say Uber Kiyolot. Perhaps, but it's a different mahalach in the Gemara. Al koponim, but we're up to a kasha. So what is the, so the kasha is that, either in Hilchis Vlodis, Yibum is more chomel than trume. Bechlal Yibum is more chomel than trume. So memele, so if we find a kula by Yibum, that should zichra apply by trume, then you should say uba ki yogurt. So the Gemara says, I have news for you. Loi. Mali yosu ubeka o yoldin yin yibum. You know why the Torah was makel by yibum? Shre yosu meisim kechayim. Because there's another kula by yibum. Yibum is not only full of chumas, they're kulas by yibum, which are non-existent by tumah. There's a din meisim kechayim. By yibum, the halacha is if a person died and he had a child, and then the child died. So we say Mesim Kechaim, we consider like he still has a child, there's no din Yibum. That halacha does not apply by Tumah. If Yisrael died with a child and then the child died, she goes back Lebeis Aviyah. So there are kulas and hilchis vlodis by Yibum, which are non-existent by Tumah, so you can't make your kal v'chomer. Who tells you that yibum is more chomer than trume? And therefore trume is to have all the coolest of trume. I'll show you in one place that yibum is gringer than trume. So could be. So that's why there's another cooler. So you don't have a mid of kal v'chomer anymore. Linyin yibum shreyosa meisim kechayim. Meis baila zutrashi vachkach meis beno areyu kechay. Einach eizeres lishabim, kidamorim bishmaiten, brocheo dalchinoya. Bod linyin trumish leyosa meisim kechayim. Baskoyin sheyolda mi Yisrael umeis, baila, vachkach beno eizeres lebeisabir. Bekulo nafki mikroi bishmaiten. But there's a din meisim kechayim by Yibum, there's no the Mason Kechayim by Truman. Before we go further, I'd like to mention a Ha'ore that the Keren Eure is Ma'ore. Just looking at our Gemara, the Gemara says in certain halachas, Yibum is more chomer than Truman, in certain halachas, Truma is more chomer than Yibum. And the Gemara mentions it, he says, in the loch of Lad Rishin Kesheini, you don't say that by Yibum, you say it by Truma. And by Mesim Kechayim, you say it by Yibum, you don't say it by Truma. So the Keren Eire asks, we had once mentioned the Neidi B'Yude, and Perik HaChilatz, Neidi B'Yude says, Amuyim de Kechidish, La Loche, that by Yibum the halacha is, if Bishas, when the maize died, there was a dying lay niklata hazera, and the zera was niklat afterwards, lachem isosoy. So the Nedivu says, even though Gabi all halachas, this is called b'noi, it's b'noi l'chol dovo, but Gabi Yibum, she's chayib b'yibum. Because it was maize of ben einloy. When he died, he didn't have a ben. The ben was, the whole Yetziras, the ben was, comes with the Klitas Hazer, and that was after Misos. So by Trume, it's Zichr called a ben. So the Keren Eire seems to be Ma'ore widened to Gemara, when the Gemara is looking for a Chumre, because this Chumre is more understandable, and Vladrishin Kesheni. The Gemara is looking for a chumra that Yibum has over Truma. The Gemara should have mentioned this chumra, the Nedibudas chumra. That Nikla Tezer Elachem Isosi does not have a Teres Ben by Yibum and does have a Teres Ben Lagabitrum. Okay, let's go further. So therefore, Al Koponim, the Gemara said, it is not Muchach that Yibum is more humble than Trume, so therefore it's not Muchach that Trume should have all the coolers of Yibum. So that's why you need Kinnurah to tell me that by Trume there's also Locha of Uba Kiyolot. Tamalayim Kinnurah Prat Lumu Beres. Period. So now the Gemara is asking now a different kasha. So we have two psukim by Trume that tells us that there are two types of children that prevent v'shavar be'isavia. If zera yesh lo, she doesn't go back. Or if she's not kinorer, she's a mobera, she also doesn't go back. So the posik tells us these two children are meineya that she should go back to her father and eat trumin. So now the Gemara is going to make a tzricha. So why do I need two psukim? So the Gemara ve'itzach lemichtav kinoreho lemutei moberes. To tell us that if she is Zera, she doesn't go back. Because the Bachmona Vizera ain't lo, that Zera is Maineya, Vishavol Beisavio. So there I would say, no, why that is that way, Mikore Chad Gufa, Vashte Tre Gufi. Before, there was only one goof. And now there are two goofs. There's a son. Avo moberes nemikore chad goofe vahashte chad goofe eimateichu. So I would think then she eats. Tzriche. So it has to tell us that a moberes also doesn't eat. Even though it's chad goofe. Because of achmona moberes nemikore goofe sreike. If it says Muberes doesn't eat, so I would say I understand it because before she was empty and now she's full. She's a Muberes. I would think she should continue eating. That's why you need both psukim. Now let's try a little bit to explain this Gemara. Let's go the second half of the Tzrichas. The second half of the Tzrichas, the Gemara says, I would think Davka Muberes does not eat Trume. But if she has a child, she will eat Trume. Why? Because Muberes Mikore Sreike Vahashta Malya. So Lochei Reb Shem, the Gemara is, that I would think the only Moineya from Vishova Beisavio, the only Minei is that she has to be Kinoreo. She only returns Le Beisavio if she's Kinoreo. So that the Gemara says beautifully. So if she's Mubere, she's not Kinoreo. Mikore Gufes Reike Bachshov Gufa Malye. But if she has a child, she's Kinoreo. So what's wrong? Have a meaning would be that's the only reason she doesn't go back. Because you have to be kinoreo. So having a child, she's kinoreo. If she has a child, that doesn't make her always kinoreo. So that's why it says that zera also passes. And if it would say, v'zera in law, so there we see that zera passes, of zera yeshla zera passes, I would think, dafke there, there's two goofing. But one goof doesn't pass. She's Muberes, it doesn't pass. What's the svar? It could be The svar is if it's one goof, so it's as a abchina of uba yerech imoy, so it's, it doesn't have a, it didn't have a child. It's not considered keilu yesh lo ben, it's one goof. Two goofim is called that she has zera. One goof is not called she has zera, as a abchina of uba yerech imoy. That's you have to say both psukim. Zogt Rashi, witzach michtav kinore, lamutei muberes, witzach lamichtav zerein, lamutei yesh lo vlad yolus. Srike reike kamoi ilon srak. Zogt gemore weite. Simen amalei leinas, amaseo, bemisa nas, leinas, vlad yobum, betrume yibum, betrume sim. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda, mida askarto lorove. We shouldn't say meisim kechaim leniyim mikal v'chaima. Ma b'moke. She'osa v'lad min harishin kiblad min ha'sheini. By trume, there's a chaimer in v'lodis. That a v'lad min harishin is kiblad min ha'sheini, and that is meineya of him going back to her father, l'paisel min ha'trume, afal pikein le'yosa meisim kechaim. So even though Trum is Mocham, Vlad min Rishin ki Vlad min Hasheni, Aval Pikein, it has a Kule Loyos, a Meisim Kechaim, as soon as her child will die, she goes back to her father. Mokem Shloyos, a Vlad min Rishin ki Vlad min Hasheni, Lepoit min Ayibum. So in a place where it's kal, and hilchis, lobeis. I also vlad min harishin ki vlad min hasheini. Ein edin, shloi nase meisim kechayim. So we shouldn't say meisim kechayim. We shouldn't say this chumre. If it's kal, gabi meisim kechayim, if it's kala gabi that you don't say vlad min harishin ki vlad min hasheini, so it's zichah they have the kule that trume has, but you don't say meisim kechayim. So zichah should be a vlad amei should not be considered like a vlad. So zichah have this kule that trume has. Tamal loyma dorachera dalchi noyam v'chol nesiva yisera sholem. Sagt Rashi, Loina se meisem kechayim, betachse lezike, im yomus b'no la'achas man. So we should say, we shouldn't say that it has a din ben. Procheo dalchi noyim, vizu shaho yolo ben. She had a ben b'shas misas baylo, v'loi nizke kol yovam, v'nisis l'shuk. She wasn't zokuk to yovam, and she got married. Umeis b'no, now the son died. Im toima tachloitz, if you'll say that now she's oile l'chalitze, it became now chayze v'niyah de zike, rehim is gan al baila, so she'll be misgan al baila. Hilkach ha-kochach bein eloi b'shas misa koma v'ayla yeshli, so ha-kochach, the whole chiyuv of Yibum, the whole chiyuv zika is only b'shas misa. And if b'shas misa, there wasn't a zika, so it's not how later a zika. L'chayre, that what Rashi says, tis gan al baylo, im toima tachlo itzareihim is gan al baylo. We have to understand why she is gan al baila. What's the gevalde kavle? I mean, what did she do so wrong? She took off someone's shoe and the yavam shoe and she spit in front of him. So it's gan al baila. What's a gan al baila? Perhaps pshat is because be'emison the chalitze is a tikkun for her previous husband. an Ishe who was Oisik betikun baila harishain could be that's a slap in the face to the baila ha'achain. I mean, she's Oisik with betikun baila harishain could be that's a gnai to him. Which tells the chfor that if an isha would send a yotzeitlam for a first husband, or would go to the beis oilam on the first husband's yotzeit, I don't think her second husband would appreciate it. So here she's oisik betikon baila rishon, could be that's the gnai. That can create a ktota between them. And the Torah said, Orchea da'achi noyam, sar kochoch, the Torah would never be mechayiv such an hogit. Frag the Gemara, v'nase meisim kechayim linyin trume mikal v'chayme. So now, if the halacha is that is a din meisim kechayim bayibu, so then the zikha should be a din meisim kechayim linyin trume mikal v'chayme. Ma b'mokim shloy osa vlad min arishin ke vlad min arsheni l'poitri min ayibum en hilchis vlod is there's a kula a vlad min arishin does not have a din a vlad min arsheni vaf al pikein osa meisim ke chayim mokim shenase vlad min arishin ke vlad min arsheni l'poitri min atrumem en idin shenase meisim ke chayim. He says, the Chaymer has to have all the Chumres of the Kal. Tamul Loimer, Vizera ain lo, vo ain lo. Here, have enough in the Pusik. Vizera ain lo. It says by Yibum also says a ben engloi, but there the others, some others explain by Yibum it says ki eishvu achim yachtov u meis echod mehem u ben engloi. So there would seem bishas misa ben engloi. That's the ritas loshna parsha. Here it says, Baskein, Kisi Amona Grusha, and then later, because it could be there, it's not so much Mash, but it means Bishas Misa. So here have a posik, but you don't say Mesim Kichai. Frag de Gemore, Venase Vlad min Orishin, ki Vlad min Asheni Lenin Yibum, Mikal Vachayim. Frag de Gemore, Zalachayre, if we see that Nilchis Vlodes Yibum is more chomo than Trume, here you say Mesim Kechayim, and by Trume you don't say Mesim Kechayim, Zalachayre, so we have the cloud that the chum has to have all the chumres of the cow. So if by trume the aloche is as vlad min arishin ke vlad min asheini, so let us say the same thing by yibum, that vlad min arishin should be ke vlad min asheini. Mokim, that's the Gemara's kash. Ma'abu mokim shli osa meisim kechayin linyin trume. So trume is kal, osa vlad min rishin ke vlad min asheini. Mokim sho osa meisim kechayim linyin yibum. Einidin shenasa vlad min rishin ke vlad min asheini. So vlad min rishin also should pata. Here it says that there's a din yibum if he doesn't have a ben, if the mace doesn't have a ben. For ein loy, he doesn't have a ben. So mele have enough in the meat that vlad min arishin is not maspik. Need a vlad min ashein. Fragt die Gemorre, v'loi nase v'lad min arishin ke v'lad min asheini le trume mi kalbo choyme. So now let's learn out the other way. As if we see that Yibu, that we have this cooler, that Vlad, even though you say Meisim Kechayim, as a Chumre, Afal Pikein ain't Vlad min Arishin ke Vlad min Asheini. So Trumet, that is a cool, you don't say Meisim Kechayim, Sizicha shouldn't say Vlenasa Vlad min Arishin ke Vlad min Asheini le Trumet, Kavachayma. Ma bimokim sha'osa Meisim Kechayim, there's a Chaymer and Ulchas Flodis. That meisim kechayim lepoitrim in a yibum liyosav lad min erishin kivlad min asheni sav madoch b'mokei ma'achomu. We still have this kule that you don't make lad min erishin kivlad min asheni mokei mishloi also meisim kechayim l'nyin trume and the din shloi nasa so trume skill and the din shloi nasa vlad min erishin kivlad min asheni tamaloyma. Ein lo, here it says zera ein lo, voho yesh lo. Hadron aloch yesh mutoris. Ha'isha shaholach bailo lemdines hayom. Ha'isha that was holach bailo lemdines hayom. Ubo v'omru lo meis bailech, the loshen is misleading. The loshen would seem that two eidim came, but really it's speaking about an eidechot. Yosef to say, we find that sometimes the Mishnah speaks Pelosh and Rabim, even though we're speaking about a Yoch. Bekitzer, an Eidechot came and informed the woman that her husband who went to Medina Sayom died. No, the husband died, Venises, so she got married. The husband died, so she got married. Vacharkach bo bailo. Then later the husband comes back alive. Either the aide was saying a lie, he made a mistake. Abal kaponim, a husband's alive. His teitze mizeh umizeh. So she has to go away from both of them. Now, the second husband, that's poshet, he never was a husband. She was a soite, she was an eishes ish the whole time. So memele, so teitze from the second one, zicha, it's a din teitze. Stamazoi, I mean, she's still married to the first one. Teitze mizeh, teitze mizeh, mizeh. And there's a din teitze from the first husband also. Let us see Rashi. Speaking about that an Eidechot told a Meis Bailo, even though this is a Loshen Ram. Teitze mizeh umizeh, kishar eishes ishezinzo. She's an eishes ishezinzo, she's a soite. She's also lebal, also leboil. Tahach lava nusei. She is not an anuse. Ba'af al gav demnu rabonu leidechot beisho bishum igune. So Rashi seems to be asking, she is an anuse. Neidechot says meis bailo, and the rabonu gave the neidechot an amonis. So they tell her that the husband died, so she got married. So memelechay, she is an anuse. So if she is an anuse, so then the din should be that she shouldn't become a soite. Time of my mishum digufa daike ad yode bekushto minzveis. Now that what we believe in Eidechot wasn't stamas that we believe in Eidechot. There's a tziruf. We believe in Eidechot because they wanted her that she should be medayik. That they wanted that she should be medayik till she'll know clearly that he's dead. She has to do some research. She shouldn't take his Eidus face value. He's dead, finished. No. They were mamin and Eidechot, mishum digul fedaike, ad yode bekushto minseve. Behodeloi daike, consilo. And she wasn't medaik. Because you see, he was alive. So she wasn't yode bekushto that he's dead. Consilo, so they cancelled her. So Lachaira, the Loshon of Rashi is very difficult to understand. Rashi starts off by saying, Teitzim izem izeh, kishare shishisha zinze. That is a dinte. She's a soite. She was an eishishisha zinze. So Rashi says, why? Dachlava nusi. She's not an anuse. And an anusa, behi loin isposa miteres, an anusa is muta. She's not an anusa. And Rashi is a kash, Aishi is an anusa. Vahva gav nimnu rabon leidecha beishim ishum igune. So she is an anusa. So what does Rashi answer? No. She wasn't supposed to believe him. She was supposed to be medayik. So what's the maskone? So she's not an anusa. That's how Rashi started off. Tachlava nusse. Then Rashi ends up. Bodoloi daike consilo. We have to talk about a knas. He just had a beautiful husband over here. She's not an anusse. You started off by saying that she's not an anusse. Then you said, Kasha Lhushi is an anusse. She's like, no, she's not an anusse. So finished. So she's not an anusse. So she's a soite. So why do you have to end up? We cancelled her. Don't have to come on to a knas. She's not an anusa. So there's a moiridike marshal here, that the marshal says, pshat and Rashi. The marshal says, dach lav anusa hi. Perish, anusa mamish. She's not an anusa. Avul rotzen gamkin loyhavi. Almi de rabonunu da osrilo. So the marshal says there are three dargis. There's an anusa. There's not an anusa, but not an anusa is also not a soite. You need rotzen. Molo mal beisha. You need rotzen. Rotzen de zichenat. So Memela, so that's what Rashi is saying. If she'd be an anusa, so Chazal wouldn't make her a soite. You can't make an anusa a soite. But an anusa, she's not already. So Memela, so they cancelled her, that she is a din soite. Since she's not an anusa, they gave her din rotzen already. That's a knas. They went a step further. But it seems this knas is only applicable by a person who's not an anusa. So first of all, you have to set the fact straight that she's not an anusa. Then we can talk further. Then we can say a knas. So if she's not an anusa, so we gave her a din of rotzen, b'teiras knas. That's the first thing. So teitz mizeh mizeh al tzoyte. Utzricha get mizeh mizeh. She needs a get from both of them. Zogt Rashi, im tirtze li nosi lach. This din that tzricha get, you have to take it also with a grain of salt. Not she needs a get. She's no interest in getting married, so you don't need a get. It's a tzeitze mizeh mizeh, but there's no din, there's no chiv to give a get. No, im tirtze li nosi liacher, if she wants to get married, she needs a get from both of them. The time of the boy get misheni meforish bigmor. Why does the second have to give a get? That sounds ridiculous. She never was married to the second one. So the Gemara says, Rashi brings that later in the Mishnah, gzeire shemo yoimru girish ze venoso ze. That people might see, that means those who are up to date and close to the sisha, so they know everything what happened, that Neidecha told them his bailo, she went to Bezdin, and then the husband came back alive, and they said a lie. not those who are close to, but those who are not so up to date, they can look at this story. That means that they'll look at it from far away. From far away, her husband went away to Medina Sayom. She got married to someone else. Now her husband came back. So how do we understand this? So someone from far away said, well, what's the problem? He went away, Mustami gave her a get. She got married to someone else. Now she came back. He came back. So what's your problem? From far away, we can look at it in a different perspective, not knowing exactly what happened. So people might think that gir is there, v'nor so zeh. Now, you're going to say that she's allowed to marry a third person without the second one giving her a get. Ooh, the faraway people say, oh, that's Bayadik. She got married, and she's allowed to marry a third person without a get from the second one. So that could bring a calamity. But then they should see she's allowed to get married. So therefore they said, no, the second one also has to give a get. That's for the people who will say, gir is there, v'nor so zeh. Time the boy get, meforish bigmar. Let's go further. Ve'ein lo ksube. You don't give her a ksube. V'loi peiris. V'loi mezoinis. V'loi peiris. Some will have the no din peiris. Mestam, according to Taisus, we had the no din perkuna. You don't have to be paid though. V'loi mezoinis. V'loi mezoinis, Rashi says, v'afilu ma'ashalovsa v'ochla tachtov. That means even before the Soleisik, that means when the husband went away, she was left without mezainis, so she went and borrowed from someone money, and Yenna said, no, who's going to pay? What do you mean who's going to pay? My husband. And she went and she accumulated a big bill. And then later, the husband comes back, but in the meantime, she got married to someone else, so Bezin tells her, you know, you pay the bill. You're achrei for the bill, not your husband. Afilu ma'asher lov sevoch lo tachtov. Ve'im olei peiris, v'loi mezaynes, v'loi blois. So what does Rashi say, blois? Afilu shchikas begodim shahoyu lo leisaitzi misham. That means that when she married any of her husbands, the first, the second, and she brought in begodim. That was part of the nadin she brought in. She brought in new suits. And now, after this whole catastrophe, you say, teitzi mizem, mizem, the suits are in pretty good condition. So let us say, okay, good, teitzi mizem, mizem, did I get mizem? So let me take back the suits I'll call upon him. I can use it for my third husband. No. That remains another knas. You leave it there. And if she did take back the blois, not something that she's not allowed to take, if she took, she'll return it. The blois, the peiris, the zaynis. The vlad is a mamza mizeh u mizeh. What does Rashi say? Mamza mizeh u mizeh. Im yoldo misheni, mamza gomo. That's a real mamza. Perfashteitzach, she was an ashes ish. Vim shuv irziro rishen vi yoldo loy. Have a mamza midevrei. If the first one was mazah, so the child is a mamza midevrei. That means really, why should he be a mamza? She never got married to someone else. It's a mamza midevrei. Let us see the second Tosfos for 1 minute. Havlad mamza mizeh mizeh. Oy mari, nafilu la'acher shenosan harishen get. Afilu, after the first one gave a get, Rashi said, Pshat,
Vlad Mamza Mina Shaini, Rashi says Mina Teire. It's a Mamza Goma. Rashi speaking about before, Tosman, he was Bibdin Sayyom. So it's a Mamza Dereis. And Averi speaks about, he came back, he gave her a get. Averi says, Afula Acha Shalos Narishin get, Ave Mamza Mina Shaini. So it's a Mordeke Chiddish. And he brings a guy, midi dahave arishoin shavlad mamzer mimeno. So he brings a guy, midi dahave arishoin shavlad mamzer mimeno. So lochere, the chelkes mochoikik and simen dalets, it cotton yitzayin, is moire, what is Taisvus saying? Taisvus is bringing a guy. Taisa bringing a raya just like your mom's.
Taisa is bringing a. Taisa is bringing a raya just like. It's a mamza from the first. So who didn't say mamza from the second? After the first one gave a get. So, l'chayre kan she'el ha-ben, what is the tzushtel? It's a mamza from the second. He is saying, after, facing a meidik achidish, after the first one gave her a get, so she's zichah not married to the first one, it's still a mamza from the second. Meidik achidish. So what ray is that? That it's a mamza from the, just like you see, it's a mamza from the first. What's the tzushtel? It's a mamza from the first because we say that the girish zeven nosso ze. We assume maybe she's married to the second. That's why it's a mamza from the first. But what's the raya that when the first one gave a get, that's a mamza from the second? Taisus is talking about such a shaila. Taisus is talking about that the first one gave her a get, so she's not the first one's husband. Why? The first one gave her a get. So now Taisus says, she'll marry the second one, the child is a mamza. Which is merely like a chiddush. I should be a mamza, it's a, she's not married to who's, why is it, but Taisa is a Chiddush. Fine. So now Taisa proves it. I'll prove it to you. Because she's a mamza from the first. Just like she's a mamza from the first. So she's a mamza midi. Midi davarishin shavlad mamza mena. Just like it's a mamza from the first husband, so it's a mamza from the second husband. So l'chayu what's the raya? She's a mamza from the first husband, could be before the second husband gives her a get. Before the second husband gives her a get, so it looks ki'ilu girish ze v'noso ze. It looks like she's married to him. People think she's married. That's what she needs to get from the second one. So it looks like she's married to him. Looks like she's married to him. So it's a mamza from the first. But how do you know? What'll be if the second one will give her a get? How do you know there she's a mamza from the first? So the Chelkes Mechaikik says, Al Kochach Tois was held, that Afila the second one gave her a get. It's also Mamza from the first. So now Tois is saying, so what then if the first one gave her a get, it's a Mamza from the second. That's what the Chelkes Mechaikik says. So Frek the Beishmu, but how did Tois was know this? I mean, Tois was is, the whole Tois was only flows if I'll assume that if the second one gave her a get, it's still a mamza from the first. So mamela, who then if the first one gave her a get, it's still a mamza from the second. So then the taisus flows. But he grew for kasha, how did taisus know this? It could be pshat and taisus is, she needs a get from the second one. 100% true. Why does she need a get from the second one?
שלא יאמרו גירש זה ונוסו זה, and she goes out without a get, people will start saying, and I should see she doesn't need a get. So she needs a get. Fine. She needs matir yishu, she can't get married without a get, or the second husband should die. Fine. But let's ask a pertinent question. Is she really, that what Chazal said she needs a get, is she really married to the second one, Mida Rabbona? Did the Rabbonon make her a wife? She's married to the first, Nemka's married to the second. Or perhaps she could say Chazal Zichin never made her a wife. She makes to make him a. They said you can't get married without a get, because people will think that you aren't. People have a different impression. People think you are an Eshishish, Girish Zev and Osa Zev, and therefore, if you'll get married without a get, people say an Eshishish can get married without a get. But in reality, you're not a wife. So Tosfos is saying, does the get accomplish? Legabi Mamzeris, is there a difference between before the get or after the get? Does the get accomplish something? That means there's no issues to begin with. There's no issues to begin with. Before the get there's no issues, and after the get there's no issues. So it's mistava that if she's a mamzer from the first one, before he gives a get, even though the second one doesn't have any issues, so if he gives a get, it should also be a mamzer from the first one. Because Lamaisa, there's no issues. There's no issues bechlal that the second one has. So it could be that's how Tosfos assumed for Dovah Poshet that even after a get, there'll be a mamza from the first. So Tosfos says, who adin? After a get from the first, there'll be a mamza from the second. Let's go further to the Mishnah. Loisev is a metamelo, and none of the husbands are metamel. Loisev is a zakoin loibe mitziyoso, loibe maise yodeo, loibe aforis nedoreo. And not zoiche loibe mitziyoso. What's the reason of this? What is the reason that a Baal is zoiche b'metzias ishtai? So the Gemara says, shaloi tei eve, that there shouldn't be any friction between the husband and the wife. The wife, the husband was working so hard and he supports the wife, and the wife all of a sudden she finds $1,000 and she wants to keep it for himself, that'll bring eve between herself and the husband. So we said, metzias l'bailo. So the Gemara says, but over here, we want there should be Eva. Let them be hatred between these two. So Mamela says, he's not Zeichen the Metziah. The Metziah belongs to her. V'loi b'maise yodeo. Maise yodeo also does not belong to him. The whole time is tikka maise yodeo, tachas mezainis say, doesn't give him a zainis. So who adin? So therefore he doesn't get a maise yodeo. V'loi b'aforis nedoreo. The svara is that Baal is meifal nidra ishtei shloit is gan olof, hochat is gan avit is gan. Hoysa bas Yisroel. If this woman was a bas Yisroel, is nifsalo min hakohune. She's posel min hakohune, she becomes a zayne. So she's posel min hakohune. Ubas Levi mina Maisa, we'll see this is a Psada Rabbon on the Kedin, Ubas Koyen mina Truman. Ben Yorshin shall ze, ve Yorshin shall ze, Yorshin esk subos. Now this din, we'll see the Rashi brings down the Gmoyster Kashi, just said before she doesn't have a Ksub, and I say that the Yorshin don't Yorshin the Ksub, so the Gmor will speak about it. The imesu. Now, what happens if these two husbands later died? Is ochiv shalzeh, ochiv shalzeh chilzeh. both of them will give chalitza. That means we need matira issues in order to be matar ha l'shuk. The first one is to give chalitza minatayr. She's his wife. The second one has to give chalitza. The same thing. Shlo yemru girish ze benosu ze. And she gets married without chalitza. V'loy miyabme. There's no din yibum. There's no din yibum. He says, by the first one, she's a soite. Or, there's a svara to say, there's no din yibum by the first one, because people will say, giri zeh v'nosa zeh. So, it's klushas achiv. So, memele, v'loy miyabmin is very good, by the first one. By the second one, Rabbi Kevege asked, why loy miyabmin? Why shouldn't the second brother of the second husband be miyabmin? Man of Shech. If you say she's a soite, so she never was married to him. So why can't the brother, marry her? Why it's loy miyabmin? If people say girish zeh v'nosa zeh, so fine. So according to that, so people think she's the wife of the second one. So why can you be miyam? So we can make a blaze by Akash. Why is it below miyam? The Rishash laid in the Tzadik Aleph from Adalov says, loy miyam does not mean that you're not allowed to be miyam. There's no din yibum. It means there's hilchas yibum. Baal Kochach, it helps, could be without Edom, it helps. There's certain dinim of Yibum. Here there's no din Yibum, because she never was married to the second one, so there's no din Yibum. Chalitza we need, Shalayim u'girish zeh v'noso zeh. Chalitza, but there's no din Yibum. It's not, so that by the first one, so the loy miyabmim is not the same. By the first one, there's a iso for the brother to be miyabim, it's a soitim. By the second husband, there's no din yibum. Rabbi Yosi Omer ksuboso al nichsei bailo horishin. Rabbi Yosi says that she does get a ksube. Her first husband gives her a ksube. Rabbi Elazar Omer horishin zakoi b'mitziyoso b'maisi yoder b'vefaros nedoreo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, so these are all not like we had learned till now. Rabbi Shimon Omer, biyoso oichalitzoso me'ochiv shel rishen peiteres soros. So it seems Rabbi Shimon holds that you could be miyabim ha. Sarachalitza psula, she's a bas biye. He patels the tzore. That means the chalitza of this isha patos the tzore. So it seems she's a bas biya. If she wouldn't be a bas biya, wouldn't patos the tzore. Not called the chalitza psula. Let us see Rashi. Nivsalo minakune mishum zayne minamaisa knosa. Chayin trume. She needs chalita from the second one. Biyosach litzos areisha polik diktoni loy miyabmin. There we learned that you're not allowed to be miyabmin. He says if the chalita can pass, so it's not a chalita psul. She can be miyabmin. Zok the Mishnah baiter. Vein avlad mimenu mamza. And he holds that the blood from the first one is not a mamza. Ve'im niseis shaloi bershus. Now, The Mishnah is saying, till now we're speaking about an Eid Echod, said Meis Baila. In an Eid Echod that says Meis Baila, she's only permitted to get married Birshus Bezden. It's an Eid Echod. She needs Arshus Bezden. Bezden is for Papask, and she's allowed to get married. But V'im Nisei Shaloi Birshus, that means that two Eidim came and said Meis Baila. Maybe you need Kabbalah say this, but you don't need already a Shus Bezen. Is Muter some Mele? So here there's no din of Isha Daiko Mincevit, that she has to be to aid him say Meis Baila. Vimni say Shaloi Birshus, Muter is Lar Zeloi. They didn't cancel her. So here she's not a Saita, here she's a Dinanusetake. What does Rashi say? Muter is Lar Zeloi, Danusik, she's an Anusik. Now, Nisei's Alpi Besden. If she was married Alpi Besden, that means by an Eid Echod. An Eid Echod came and said, Meis Baila, and Besden was Mata to get married. Teitze, now the husband comes back alive, Uptura Minakoben, now, so Lachere, the shaila is if she has to bring a korban chatos. She was nirshom bebiyas eishes ish. We'll see p'tura min a korban. She's p'tura min a korban. Why? Because was yochid she'os al pi eiros bezn, so you p'tura from a korban. Bezn passing she'll have to get married. So it's yochid she'os al pi eiros bezn. Nise, loy nise sal pi bezn. But if two Eidim came and said Meis Baila, so you don't need a Ros Bezen. Two Eidim said Meis Baila. Is Teitze, V'chayev is Bekom. Yofi Koyech Bezen Shepoitra Minakom. So on this Prat, she got married with an Eid Echod. She got married with an Eid Echod, so here this is better than she got married with two Eidim. She got married with an Eid Echod, so Mamela she's part of a Kolben, because Yochid Shosel Pieros Bezen is part of a Kolben. She got married up Pieros Eidim, so Mamela, so it's not, wasn't married up Pieros Bezen, so Mamela she's Chayev a Kolben. What does Rashi say? Uptur min akom, di yochid shosu b'roz bezn poter. Sheloi alpi bezn, elo be'edim, chayeb es kom, di shegegesi be'ein za oynes li poter min akom, di boi lo la'amtuni. Now this is a shrek lecha Rashi. Rashi says that if two edim come and say meiz bailo, she's chayev a kolb. The Mishnah says she's chayev a kolb. There's no heroes bezn. But Rashi in a mirdike kash, she's an anusa. And let's be mamtik the kashe. The kashe is the achoinim eska kashe. From a thesis we had in the beginning of Perek Achilitz. In the beginning of Perek Achilitz we had a thesis says what happens if a Yevome, her husband died, and 3 months passed by, v'loi huka ubra. Wasn't nika that she's moberes? No, v'loi huka ubra, so the Yevome went, it was miyabma, and the lady found out she was moberes. So Taisva says he's an onus, he's part of a makom. So Taisva says, a mayrdi kezach, that if a person is a birr of roiv, that roiv is telling him you're allowed to do this pu'ule, and he did it, and we find out it was over, he was Baal and Eshazo. So he's part of a Makom. That's called an onus, Taisa says. That means if the Torah says the Yeseimach Anroiv, and I was Seimach Anroiv, and I comes that I was over and Aveir, I'm an onus. Don't bring a Kolben. An onus doesn't bring a Kolben. And here she was Seimach and Tuaid. L'chayre Tuaidim are much better than Roiv. To made him. Tvedim said that Meis Bailo. So Trashi ve'enza oines li potter minakom. This is not an oines li potter minakom. The boy lo lam tuni, she should have waited. So why should she have waited? Why can't she be seimach on Tvedim? This is a shvera Rashi. Let us finish the Mishneh. Eirua bezn linosi v'holcha v'kilkilo chayeves b'kolben sheloi hitirua elo linosi. Now, the last halacha is that Eirua bezn linosi and Eidechot came. And Eidechot told her, you're allowed to get married. So if she would have gotten married, she's part of a korban. She was mezane. So chayev is bekorban. Shlei tirua elo linosei. The heter was only linosei, and then she was mezane. So she that's not called. She was she also pieros bezden, and memele she's chayev a korban. Let's just see the top. Tois was a isha aidi the airelel b'yesh metors b'psur trume o maisa toni nami ho pirke basre daire nami bochit toni hoise basleibi nifslo mina maisa baskoyen mina trume.